message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Know that God's blessings and favor will not be lacking in your lives in Jesus' name. Again, I want to appreciate God for this privilege to see your faces and to see and to experience God's grace upon your life. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Your joy will never be lacking in the name of Jesus. Testimonies will never be scanty in your lives in Jesus' name. I wish we had more time to pray and to worship, but time is moving. I'm sure in other services we'll have more time to do that. But we need to kick the ball rolling and move straight to the Word of God. Swimming in Grace and Favor, Part 1. Swimming in Grace and Favor, Part 1. The intention of your Creator and my Creator is that you are a man and a woman that enjoys grace and favor. And on Saturday, I spoke a little bit about favor when we talked about terminating labor via favor. Favor that terminates labor. And we had a little time. And so this month, in our Wednesday services, we'll try to bring in a little bit to conclude the favor. And then we'll move on to grace and other things that God will be teaching us this month. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. In Genesis 12 verse 2, Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, we can see there what God said to Abraham. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And we are all sons and daughters of Abraham. This is our heritage. We are meant to be great. We are meant to walk in favor. We are not meant to be a struggler or to be a person that people will see and they will be regretting that they met. The same class of blessing that Abraham operated in is the same class that God destined for you. The same class of blessing that Isaac operated in, Jacob operated in, is the same class that God designed for you. And I say it in the name of Jesus, you are entering into that class permanently. There's a major thing that takes you to that class called the favor of God. What is the favor of God? The favor of God is something done or granted to someone out of goodwill rather than justice or qualification. Favor is something given to a person rather than out of goodwill, out of just benevolence, not that you actually qualify for it. That's what they call favor. You marry somebody, not that you are as beautiful to marry that kind of person, or handsome to marry that person. You got a job which you did not actually qualify for. They gave you money, whereas you are not qualified to handle that kind of money yet. Yet you were given. Somebody's here, you will be given in the name of Jesus. God is going to cause you to be blessed beyond measure in the name of Jesus. If you are going to be blessed beyond measure, come on, say, I will be blessed beyond measure. So assessing God's favor is your birthright. That is your right in Christ. And nobody can be great in life beyond the extent of the favor that the person enjoys. You can't be greater than the level of favor you enjoy. You can't be greater than the level of favor that you enjoy. Daniel was a man that enjoyed God's favor in Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. Everybody loved him because he enjoyed God's favor. They saw him. And the Bible says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. He was favored and he was loved by people that he was not even related to. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Those you are not related to, those that are not even connected to you, will favor you in Jesus' name. By way of introduction tonight, beloved, important facts about favor. What are the important facts about the favor, the grace of God? Number one, you start small in life, but it is the favor of God that lifts you in life. You start small in life, it is the favor of God that enlarges you in life. Job chapter 8 verse 7, though your beginning might be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. The favor of God is an enlarger of life. The favor of God is what turns a small person, in quotes, to a big person. Say that person is a big man. That lady is a big man. That student is a blessed student. It is the favor of God that is upon them that distinguishes them. Number two, important facts about the favor of God. The favor of God is the promoter of a man. Psalm 75, chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Psalm 75, 6 and 7. For promotion coming neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. For God is the judge of all. He putteth one down, and he setteth up another. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Number three, important fact about the favor of God is that the favor of God can increase or decrease in the life of a man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Even Jesus increased in favor. Luke 2, 52. He increased in favor, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and in man. God forbids that you are just increasing in stature alone. You are not increasing in favor. God forbid that a man is just growing up, or a lady is just growing up, yet she's not growing in favor. That will never be your portion. Even Jesus, the Bible says, he grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor. It goes together, growing in wisdom, growing in stature, and growing in favor. All go together. All these three will not be lacking in your life. You will grow in wisdom, you will grow in stature, and you will grow in favor. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear a louder amen. So favor can increase and favor can decrease, but your own favor will increase. The favor of God upon your life will increase. Friends, without the favor of God, the grace of God, life is a struggle. Without the grace of God, the favor of God upon the life of a man, life is a regret. But concerning somebody here tonight, there shall be no regret concerning your life. Number four, important fact about favor is that favor is what makes you stand out until you become a standard. Favor is what makes you to stand out among the crowd until you are now the standard that everybody's looking at. You are the standard to judge the highest somebody can score in the class. Hello. You are the standard in terms of what people use in contributing money in the family. Once you have contributed, they know nobody else can contribute higher than you. Nobody has the financial strength. Nobody has as much resources. So when you have contributed, they know that is now the standard for the contribution. You say, let us contribute. Then you now say, okay, I'm giving 10 million. You say, okay, since he has given 10 million, others will now say, okay, we will start from 1 million or we'll start from 100,000 because this is the standard. God will make you the standard bearer. I say, God will make you the standard bearer. You are in a class and they say they want to know your score. You know, some people, they call them scholars. People want to know their score. Once they see your score, they say, she scored 95. Everybody knows that they must get below 95. God will take you to that level today. God will take your children to that level today. God will take your children to that level today. God will take your children to that level today. Mark it, in any school your children find themselves, they will top the class. In any school they find themselves, they will top the class. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Quickly tonight, how do you provoke this favor? How do you provoke it? If favor is so important that Jesus needed it, Abraham needed it, Isaac needed it, how do I increase my favor? How do I allow favor to be so much around me? I'll give you a few of them tonight, then we will go into intense intercession, intense prayer. Number one, how do you provoke favor? God's favor in your life is through kingdom stewardship or kingdom promotion. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. Psalm 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servant take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Any person that favors God's kingdom or is involved in God's kingdom has already signed up for favor. Many lack revelation on what to do. That's why they never arrive at their destination. Many lack revelation on what to do. That's why they never arrive at their destination. See, in life, one thing you need to know is to know where you are going. That's vision. Then you need to find out how to get there. That's revelation. I need favor. You must know what to do. The Bible says, if you need favor, you must promote God's kingdom. Now, look. Look at this. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 30 to 33. Matthew 6, 30 to 33. The Bible says we should not bother ourselves about what we are going to eat or drink. Don't bother yourself. He said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Now verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Now, the Bible is saying there that a man of wisdom doesn't need to struggle in life. What you need to do in your life is just to pursue the glorification, the advancement, the expansion of God's kingdom. And then what others are chasing will be chasing you. Kingdom promoters are never stranded. Kingdom stewards are always honored. In John chapter 12, 26, John 12, 26, the Bible says, if any serve me, let him follow me. For where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, somebody say any man. There is no respecter of persons. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35. If any man serve me, he will my Father honor. That's favor. If anybody will sign to serve me, if anybody will say that no matter what it takes, I will serve God, he say he has signed on for honor. That's from today. May you be among those that Jehovah will honor. May you and I be among those that Jehovah will honor. Can I hear you say a big amen? If you want favor, go all out for souls. Talk to people about the love of God. Let men know who you signed up for. Let men know in whom you believe. Let the table in your office be like a pulpit. We have people that come across you, come across Christ. Let the promotion of God's kingdom be paramount in the work that you are doing. Favor will not be lacking there. Favor will not be scanty there. And as from today, everybody that sees you, we thank God for you. Because the favor of God will locate you in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. It's a plaque in my study room with this scripture that I read all the time that encourages me. Now look at this. This is right in my study room where I read. Right in front of me. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God can never forget you. He doesn't have the capacity to forget. What if you have done it right? Only man can forget. You can't trade with God and say you made a loss. No. You can't serve God and then years are passing by and they say, oh, I regret it. Many do not persevere enough. That's why it looks as if they did not gain anything. Because I'm coming of God today can be like 10 years. You know that proverb very well. Good God say, I'm coming now, no. It can be because God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't work with our own time. He doesn't work with our own time. May God give you the grace to embrace kingdom stewardship. I said, may God give you the grace to embrace kingdom stewardship. May God give you the grace to embrace kingdom stewardship. Let me hear you say a louder amen. Let me hear you say a louder amen. You know the beauty of it? It doesn't matter what you are doing. It doesn't matter if you are in the choir. It doesn't matter if you are in the sanctuary or you are in the beautification department or you are in the security. You are a steward. You deserve reward. You must be paid. It's a must. You must be paid. As long as you are still enlisted in the workforce of God, you must return back with pay in your account. But if you have signed out, if you have retired, if you have resigned your appointment, if you have decided not to be involved, one cannot threaten God and say, if you don't do it, you can't threaten God. May God give you understanding. I say, may God give you understanding. Number two, how do you provoke favor? Is what I just finished talking about now. Knowledge and understanding. If you want the favor of God, you must have knowledge and have understanding. You must have knowledge. You must have understanding. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs 13. Good understanding giveth favor. Can we read it together, everybody? One, two, go. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. Good understanding always makes you to be extraordinarily favored. If your understanding increases, your favor level increases. Favor is your birthright in Christ, but knowledge is what brings, what is what pushes it out. Your knowledge of who you are. Personally, I have a knowledge that witches cannot, they can't harass me. I'm far above them. That's my own knowledge. Your knowledge level makes you to excel, and no wicked can stop it. Your knowledge level makes you to assess favor. John chapter 8, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. As from today, God will cause you to enjoy freedom. I say, God will cause you to enjoy freedom. So the pursuit of knowledge, the pursuit of the knowledge of God, the pursuit of knowing who God really is, makes you to enjoy his favor. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we know that our God can never abandon us. Even if he decides to abandon us, forget it. We can never bow to any other God. They have knowledge that you must not bow to any other God except this Jehovah. They were ready to die because of their understanding. They were ready. They said, we will rather die. We have an understanding that you must not bow to any other God except this Almighty God. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly, God appeared, the fourth man in the fire. And suddenly, he appeared and rescued them. That is how God will appear in your case today. In every area you have depended on God, in the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. Mark it. Everything you have destined and you have planned for this month, it will be executed. All your plans you have written out for this month of May shall be executed. Everything you plan to do in this month of May, it will happen. Those that want to buy land, they will buy it. Those that want to build, they will begin to build it. Those that want a change of job, they will get it. Those that want to get out of sick bed, they will get out of sick bed. See, you must have the knowledge that your Father loves you. You must have the knowledge that your Father cares for you. And this makes you to enjoy the best of him. One of the best stories in the Bible, as far as I'm concerned, is the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. You know the story very well. That boy left the house. And suddenly he came back to himself. Say, if I go back, he said, my father, no matter what, is he has something little for me to take? The other boy was there. He didn't have any knowledge. He didn't ask for anything from God. God is too big. So don't even bother to ask him for small, small things. If I were you, I know he's big. I will ask him for big things. And the boy returned. And suddenly the father embraced him. No matter how tough things are for you, God is going to show up in your case in Jesus' name. So you must seek after God in knowledge to increase in favor. You spend quality time on the scripture. You spend quality time on scripture, on the Bible. Listen to this. A man that can read and is not reading is the same thing like an illiterate. A man or a woman that knows how to read and does not read is the same thing like an illiterate. What's the use of being able to read and you can read? In the area where you are troubled, you must read. You must sit down to search the Bible and search quality books that will bring about solution to your problem. As from today, favor will be pursuing you. I say favor will be pursuing you. As you increase your knowledge base, your asset base will increase. As you increase your knowledge base, your asset base will increase. Let me hear you say a big amen. Knowledge makes you to have favor. Number three, how do you provoke the favor of God? Is walking in love and forgiveness. To be able to provoke God's favor and grace, for God's grace to multiply upon your life, you must walk in love. Look at a man called Joseph. Despite the fact that he was thrown in prison for what he did not do, he did not walk in bitterness. And as a result, he walked in favor. Genesis 39, 21 to 22. He was put in charge of everything. If he walked in bitterness, he wouldn't have been on that level. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners. He was a prisoner, yet he was a lord in the prison because he didn't operate in bitterness. If your desire is to operate in favor, then you must operate in forgiveness. Now listen to this, friends. People must offend you in life. Somebody must do something at one point in time or another that will hurt you. People must do things at one time or the other that will affect you. Some people will look down on you because they feel that maybe you don't have much money or maybe you are not dressed well and all that. But you must operate in forgiveness. Joseph operated in forgiveness. He refused to operate in bitterness. So God added favor to his life. That is how God will add favor to your life today. Despite the bad things that his brother did, he still found a place in his heart to forgive them, and he hugged them. Genesis 40:41. You see how God elevated him because he was a man that... Genesis 41:40 to 44. And thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Joseph became a prime minister. He became a revered person because bitterness was not found in him. He was not... I've said it to you before in the past. If you are bitter, things can be better. If you are bitter against that guy that offended you in the past, if you are bitter against that boss that offended you years ago, there's no way you can move forward. You have to let them go. How many of you can move very easily and very fast with three Dangote cement at your back? You are carrying three Dangote, and you want to... Can you move as fast as somebody who has no Dangote cement is carrying? That is what bitterness is about. Bitterness does more hurt to the person that is bitter than the person they are even bitter about. And you know the funny thing? Most of the time when you are bitter against a person, the person you are bitter against might not even know. So he's free and enjoying his life. He's having fun. He's watching movies. He's taking Indomie with egg and put some sauce inside and then put some juice there. And then you are... Bitterness freezes the flow of favor in the life of a man. Once God sees bitterness, he will freeze the flow of favor. Can I tell you this? If God will mark iniquity, who will stand? If God himself will look at what you and I have also done in the past, he will never favor us. One of the reasons I love to worship God so much, and I love to praise God so much, and I do this. What we do here is not a show. It's just our lifestyle. It's because of one of these reasons. I always think, this God, you are so merciful. This God, somebody that you should have sold to buy lantern. I'm talking of myself. Somebody that you should have sold and use him to buy lantern. As I'm talking of people who are watching us from all over the world now. As I'm talking to you now, people are connected to us from everywhere. You'll be surprised at how many people are watching us here now. That is the favor of God. That is it's not about qualification. Forget it. That's why those who are still looking, using the eye of yesterday to look at you, they will soon be surprised. The best of you is about to emerge. The best of your life is just about to emerge. The best of your destiny is just about to emerge. Let me hear you say a big amen. But you have to operate in love. You have to forget about all those bad things they have done to you. Stop recalling all those things. Stop bringing back bad memories. Stop thinking of all the things that they have done to you that have hurt you. Lack of forgiveness suppresses one's life. When you refuse to forget somebody, to forgive somebody, you suppress yourself and you put yourself in chains. A lot of people that operate in unforgiveness, when you look at them, the same way you met them 10 years ago, the same way you meet them now. When you see somebody that doesn't even forgive, the same way they operated so many, is the same way they will meet them. There is no tangible, there is no progress that is quantum in their life because of the Dangote cement they are carrying. Invisible cement. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So if your desire is favor, learn to forgive, learn to walk in love. Walking in love does not mean that you walk foolishly. You read the Bible very well. There was no time that Joseph appointed his brothers and gave them an appointment under him or under his cabinet. He could have done it and said, you are now the next person to me. He made them comfortable, but he was wise enough so that he doesn't allow them to attack him the second time. Maybe that time they threw him inside the pit and sold him. This time they will put Gamaliel 20 inside his food. So he never allowed that. So when I say forgive somebody, it doesn't mean that somebody wanted to snatch your husband before. Now the person said, I'm sorry, this, and the person was not able to do it. Or maybe it's the person, whichever way. Now the person, you now bring the person inside your room. And the room is now... No. Because the person can do a reprisal attack. You say, that time I made a mistake. I'm more mature now. I'm now an advanced husband snatcher now. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. I met a woman recently who had a food canteen, very big food canteen, and was doing very well. Rented it from a man who is a foreigner also in that land. And the food canteen was doing very well, selling Nigerian food, but she was coming. There's no party they do in that particular state, they won't call her, because of what she sells. And suddenly, the landlord, who is a foreigner, I can't remember the particular country now, somewhere in Asia, said, how can a Nigerian come here and be selling like this? And gave her quick notice that she wants to use the place and push her out. And now started the same business in the same place and added just another name to the name. I don't want to mention full details because people might be watching us from everywhere. Remove, like, the name is ABC Joint. ABC Zone. Okay? ABC Zone. He now sent her out and now changed it to, now put his own as ABC Joint. And was selling the same thing. You know that? And pushed her out of business completely. A woman with children, with her husband, the two of them were doing the business. You can imagine how bitter it is. So one day, we went there, and I was surprised the way the woman was talking about the incidents, how she had forgiven the man, how God even used it to even... You know, the Bible says that all things work together for good for them that love God, and Romans chapter 8, verse 28. All things work together for good. She said, I just believe God, that God wanted to lift us to a higher level. God wanted to just help us to get to a higher level. God wanted... I was surprised. How can somebody do something so bad to you, yet you have already forgiven the person? That's how to operate in life. That's how to operate in life. Somebody has hurt you, but God did not give the person the opportunity to kill you. Let them go so that you can go forward. Let them continue with their jagajagaciousness. Let them continue with their jagajagaciousness. They will meet their own in front. You know that proverb in Yoruba, and that speech. When somebody does something to you, he said you will meet your own. The person, you will meet your person. That is, you will meet your Waterloo. Your enemy will meet their Waterloo in front. Those that hate you with bitterness and cruelty, they will meet their Waterloo in front. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. There was a woman in our church here before who is not around here now, who a person was tormenting her, and eventually God himself found a way to strike that person down and took the person to another place. I'm not sure the person is in heaven now. Anybody tormenting you, they are passing to the other side. Anybody that is tormenting you, they are passing to the other side. Anybody that is tormenting you, they are passing to the other side. Let me hear you say a big amen. Merciful, they are not merciful, so we can't have mercy on them. God will show mercy to somebody who is merciful. Somebody who wants to kill somebody. After death, what is next? If they kill you, what is next? Anybody that says that you will not enjoy your life, God will kill them. Anybody that says you will not have peace of mind, God will judge them. Then I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. I will kill them. Kill them. And number four, how do you provoke God's favor? Sowing seeds of favor. If you want God's favor, sow seed of favor. Matthew chapter 5 verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Matthew 5 verse 7. Every man or woman that sows a seed of favor receives favor in return. Whatsoever a man sows in life is what that person will reap in life. If you desire the favor of God, the grace of God to be multiplied on your life, deliberately favor people on a daily basis. Always be determined to use your life, your time, your resources to favor somebody. Pray for somebody. Give to somebody. Anything you lack is what you don't give. If you say this thing, if you lack money, you don't give money. If you give money, you will not lack money. When you need money, people will want to give you money because you give money. That was the story of a woman that I read some time ago who said that she doesn't know why people doesn't give her money. And then the man of God, the pastor, went to her house and saw so much food. He said, why? They said, it's only food people give me. They now asked her, when you were young, do you used to give people money? He said, no, but I cook a lot for people. He said, that's what you are reaping. You used to give people plenty of food. Now you have plenty of food. Father in the Lord, Baba Yi Adeboye, says a story of how he used to give out shoes, or was it tie, to people. And all of a sudden, he just saw that he was having tie. Everywhere in the house is full of tie. And it's not as if they want to tie him down.
He didn't say that one. I'm the one that said that one. Hallelujah. Tithe everywhere. What is the problem? It's because he was giving out tithes. The measure of your favor is the measure of return you get. That's why the Bible says that God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that is what he's going to reap. So keep favoring. Keep favoring. Keep favoring. Keep favoring. Keep being a blessing to mankind. The reward might not be now. Jesus said, he said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, is it possible that we will see you, Jesus, and we will not feed you? Is it possible that we say, what I'm saying is that when you have seen your fellow brother hungry or thirsty and you didn't feed, it's me you just saw. Everywhere you go in life, desire to favor people. Don't look for returns. Don't ever think of people. Some people do things like business. Like, I've heard somebody before say that anything that will not bring money or reward, I will never do it. It's a bad language. It's not a good language. It's not everything you do that you do for monetary reasons. Hello? It's not everything you do for monetary reasons. A lot of the things you must do that really matter in life will not even involve monetary reasons. Go all out to favor people. Go all out to be a blessing. When you see any of your children behaving like a stingy person from a childhood stage, begin to correct them. Because that's how it goes on with them. Don't say, no, she's still a very young girl. This small girl. Say, please, can you give me something? Say, no, I can't give you. I can't give you. Correct them on time, because after some time, they will become an agamistic person. If you don't quickly correct them, there's no way they will not continue that way. Correct them on time. Be deliberate in giving favor. Give favor to those that can never reward you for the favor. Those that don't have the capacity to say thank you to you. Those that don't even know that you are the one that did it. Just keep giving favor. And before you know it, before you can close your eyes and open it, you'll be swimming in favor. 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 And somebody's here today. That is the realm you are going. I say that is the realm you are going. I say that is the realm you are going. This is one person. He scattered it. There's another person. If we told them more than his needs, he turned to penury. The Libra soul. Proverbs 11, 24, 25. Proverbs 11, 24, 25. The Libra soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall be what? Watered also himself. May the Lord give you understanding. I say, may the Lord give you understanding. May a desire to be liberal towards the work of God and towards the people around you, may that desire overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. May that desire overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. May your heart pant after the things of God and things that will benefit mankind in Jesus' name. Mark it. More than 1 million people will thank God for your life. More than 1 million people will thank God for your life. More than 1 million people will thank God you came to this world. Not nice if only your two children and your wife are thanking God. Those are the only two people thanking God, three people thanking God that you are alive. That's not life. That's not life. That's not life. More than 1 million people will thank God you are alive. More than 1 million people will thank God that you are in existence. Because the little you have, you keep sharing it with mankind. The little you have, you keep sharing it with mankind. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. You will be swimming in favor. You will be swimming in favor. You will be swimming in favor. Your business will be swimming in favor. Your marriage will be swimming in favor. Your career will be swimming in favor. Your education will be swimming in favor. Everything about your destiny will be swimming in favor. Everybody that sees you will know that God has favored you. Anybody that will see you will thank God for you and know that God has favored you. Anybody that will see you will thank God for you and say God has favored you. God will favor you in a big way. God will favor you in a big way. God will favor you in a big way. It will favor the work of your hand. It will favor the career of your hand. It will favor your destiny. It will favor your marriage. It will favor your health. It will favor your going out. It will favor your coming in. You will sleep with favor. You will wake up with favor. Your children will enjoy from your favor. In the name of Jesus. Everything you do, we enjoy God's favor. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap. Empower me. Empower me to sign up for kingdom stewardship till I am favored. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Empower me for kingdom stewardship that will lead me into favor. Empower me for kingdom stewardship that will lead me into favor. Empower me for kingdom stewardship that will lead me into favor. Empower me for kingdom stewardship that will lead me into favor. Empower me for kingdom stewardship that will make you to honor me, that will make you to favor me, that will make you to honor me, that will make you to favor me, that will make you to honor me. Empower me for consistency in my stewardship. Empower me for continuity of stewardship. Empower me for continuity and consistency. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, Father, empower me to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. Give me the grace to forgive all those that have wronged me. Lift your voice and pray. Empower me, Lord. Give me the grace to walk in forgiveness. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace to walk in forgiveness. To forgive all those that have wronged me. To forgive all those that have hurt me. Give me the grace to walk in forgiveness, to walk in love. Those that have hurt me, those that have spoken wrongly about me, those that have injured me behind me, give me the grace to let go. Give me the grace to have mercy just like you had mercy on me. Help me, Lord, to walk in your mercy. Give me the grace. 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 I refuse to carry the baggage from yesterday. I refuse to carry the baggage of yesterday. I refuse to carry the baggage. Lift your voice and pray. I refuse to carry the baggage of yesterday. Help me, Lord, to walk in forgiveness. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, let me swim in favor. Let me swim in favor from tonight. Lift your voice and pray. I must swim in your favor. When somebody swims, it means every part of your life, every part of your body is favored. Marriage favored, career favored, GP favored, business favored, health favored. Let me swim in favor. Let me swim in favor. Let me swim in your favor. I want to 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 swim in your favor. Help me to swim in your favor. Let my destiny swim in your favor. Let my career swim in your favor. Are you praying? Oh my God. You can pray better than this. You can pray better than this. You can pray better than this. I want your favor. Let your favor. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, let your favor color my efforts and cover my errors. Father, let your favor color my efforts and cover my errors. Lift your voice and pray. Father, let your favor, let it color my efforts. The little I'm putting in, let it color my efforts. Let it enlarge my efforts. Let your favor color my efforts and cover my error. Color my efforts and cover my error. Color my efforts and cover my error. Let your favor color my efforts and cover my error. Let your favor color my efforts and cover my error. Let your favor color my efforts. Let my little effort bring results. Let my little effort bring results. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, let your favor change my story in this month of May. Let your favor change my story in this month of May. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Let your favor change my story in this month of May. Let your favor change the level of my life in this month of May. What I don't qualify for, let favor qualify me. What I don't qualify for, let favor qualify me. What I don't qualify for, let favor qualify me. Let my story change. Let my story change. Let my story change. Let my story change. Let the story of my husband change. Let the story of my wife change. Let the story of my ministry change. Let the story of my health change. Let the story of my marital life change. 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 Let there be a change. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, via the communion of tonight, let me drink into your favor. Let men that will see me, see favor on me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, let me drink into your favor. Via the communion of tonight, let me drink into your favor. 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 Via the communion of tonight, I want to drink into your favor. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, let me drink into your favor. Let me drink into your favor. In the name of Jesus. Let your favor be seen upon me. Let it be seen upon me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.